Episode 16 of MILF, the Mothers I Learned From podcast. This is Lionel, son of a mother.
Guillermo, son of his mother, too. We're brothers.
And oh, shit.
We were brought up together. But
brothers in arms?
Brothers in arms as well, because we will take up arms against anybody who harms our brotherhood. Our brotherhood is growing and ever expanding. Anybody who wants to join our brotherhood is welcome, but the initiation process is harsh.
We have a lot of hazing, you know.
Yeah, the application process is also pretty rigorous.
Like cool hazing.
Yeah, we recruit from, you know, just the coolest schools.
Three cover letters.
Why so many cover letters? References, if anything. What do you mean?
We have to make sure you really want to be in the circle.
You have to have at least one reference from a famous person to join our brotherhood.
Bonus points if he's a UFC fighter.
Yeah, because we are going to be talking. I don't really know how to talk to men, I found out. So all I can talk about with you guys is UFC, it seems like. That's kind of my current thing that I rely on.
How did you find that out?
Just talking to my cousins and stuff like that, I'm like, okay, what's the easiest conversation we could possibly have? And I'm just like, yeah, man, I love Kaya Sakura. And he's like, yeah, man, excited for that Pantoja fight. It's like, wow, this is flowing so easily. I can even bring up, you know, whatever I want to now. And then you show a little bit too much of yourself and they're like...
You can pivot to cool stuff.
I can...
They walk away.
I haven't mastered the pivot yet, but I'm thinking by developing this brotherhood with all these men... That maybe I'll do it, you know?
Maybe one day.
I'm hoping for it.
Maybe one day you can start talking about different stuff, like basketball.
The thing is, I've seen so many edits about, like the beauty of female friendship that I'm so jealous. But I don't want to, like, give up and befriend a woman. So I'm thinking, how do I unlock this intimacy with my fellow men, you know? And UFC is the gateway for that.
My fellow man. It's a gateway drug, dude.
It is a gateway drug to other masculine
things. Gateway drug into, like, to shitty bro stuff.
Shitty bro stuff, which, honestly, to me is now the most beautiful stuff in the world. Working out all the time, or
exactly.
Or just drinking beer.
Listening to Theo Vaughn.
Talking about the hottest celebs. Listening to...
Playing Smash or Pass.
Listening to fucking Kill Tony YouTube shorts, you know? All that stuff is so fucking tight right now. And honestly, I just want to join in on the
watching
fun. Watching Spike TV. Watching the Carbonaro effect. It's one of the most manly things you can do, man.
Carbonaro. Bro, I've seen in, like...
Is he on Spike or am I tripping?
In, like, the TV guide when you see... When you see, I don't, I have no clue. When you see like what's on television, and that shit's like on 24 hours. I just have yet to see a single fucking minute of Carbonaro.
Just TV in general has fallen off so hard. I check channels. There's channels completely dedicated to like Family Feud and stuff now. I'm just like, yeah. What happened to the good old days, man?
I don't know, bro. I was at a hotel for like a couple days, and that's the only place I know that has cable. So you click on guide and it's like 24 hours of ridiculousness and like Mario Lopez. It's so bad.
It's the worst of them. Nope.
Genuinely terrible.
I mean, I haven't seriously watched ridiculousness ever, but like I feel like America's Funniest Home Videos was just a little better, man. I mean, clip shows in general,
yeah.
Not great, not good TV.
I mean, Tosh.0.
Oh yeah, Tosh.0.
I was fucking already doing that.
But that was edgy, bro. Tosh.0 was edgy. Comedy Central was cool.
It was edgy, bro.
You watched that and then fucking...
It was, dude. That's what South Park was, dude.
South Park.
New episode.
It made me feel special to be watching South Park as a young kid because I'm like, I'm already beyond that Family Guy shit and I'm so
I'm not
cool.
Even allowed to watch this.
I literally wasn't. I'm like, my grandma doesn't even speak English. Thank God she can't tell I'm watching South Park.
That's the same exact... Dude, my grandma would be in the living room while I'm watching South Park.
And then you're just like, I just hope she doesn't walk in on the wild stuff. And I'm like, I'm so cool for this. Tell my other third grade friends, like, bro, Cartman is so fucking funny, bro.
Oh, there's popcorn handed to me.
You got popcorn?
Somebody made popcorn. So.
Are you going to be munching? Are you going to be munching on popcorn this whole time?
No, I'm going to leave it here, you know, out of respect.
That's so nice of you. And you're gonna let it get cold?
Exactly, dude.
You can put it
I'm
in
just
your
a chill
mouth and
guy,
let it
yeah.
melt into your mouth like a mint.
I do that all the time at the movies, dude. It's
Just suck the gross butter out of
just suck it off,
it.
dude.
Ew,
I'm in
dude.
the
Come
movie theater
on. Oh, wait, you said.
watching fucking Black Panther 2 just sucking off the piece of popcorn.
Wait, we saw Black Panther together, and you're telling me that you actually were doing that the whole time, man? Sucking off.
I wasn't doing it the whole time. Maybe a fourth of the popcorn I put in, I was sucking off.
Yeah, dude, that sounds really aggressive and really sexual, which I don't want to judge you for, man, because I love and support you no matter what. But honestly, not my f sucking it on, more like it,
Sucking it up.
sucking on it. I remember
Shit.
we were at that movie theater, and
Yes.
it was us two, and there were two girls next to us. I'm like, what if this is the alternate variants of us, but as girls?
I remember.
Yeah, and I'm like,
I remember when we were in that movie theater and we thought we were alone, and then there was one other guy who walked in the last
yeah, and then he, and then when we started opening all our bags of candy, he moved a row forward, which is fair, which is fair.
Honestly, it's fair because I think maybe he thought he was going to be the only
We
one
were
in that movie
snickering the
theater.
whole time, and you know what? We bought our tickets before that asshole. Like, not even we didn't buy it there, I don't think. We bought them
Exactly.
in our apartment before
Well,
going.
so yeah. So he must have like seen the screen and saw that two people were already
Yeah,
there.
he must have been like, "Fuck, man, I was gonna jack off."
What kind of crew? What? Yeah, dude. I was gonna say, what kind of creepy shit did we stop him from doing?
Man, I was gonna smoke. Fucking
Can't trust a dude
jack
all by
off, dude.
himself.
That's probably such an awesome hobby to have.
On his fucking Pee Wee Herman type shit, dude.
Pee-wee Herman. Damn, dude. I can't tell how I feel about Pee-wee Herman, because on one hand, I grew up watching that man, and I loved it every second of it.
Yeah.
Shout out Paul Reubens from the movie Blow with Johnny Depp. But he got caught jerking off in like a porn movie theater. And then he also had like one copy of Child.
Out of all the places to be caught jerking off, I think that's like
He also,
one of the more reasonable
yeah, but he
ones.
also like one copy of child porn out of like 1,000 other copies of other random porn.
Whoa!
So it's like, well, how do you even navigate that? It's like,
This is
does the
insane.
ratio matter if it's like one out of 1,000, or like, what do you want? How do we handle it?
You don't know if that just slipped in
Or
or,
is he doing this shit on purpose to try to cloak it, just m masking it?
maybe he bought it in bulk.
But yeah, that's what I'm thinking. He bought someone's collection, and how did they even catch him?
That just so happened to be. They had to look at
Did
every,
they have to watch each one?
like, what was the name of it? just had to make sure.
That's fucking.
I never watched Pee Wee Herman, so I don't
Well, you
really
didn't even
have
know
that
about his
attachment.
talking furniture? You never watched Pee Wee Herman's Big Adventure or
No,
whatever?
dude.
They made like a new movie at some point, didn't
No. I just knew him as the guy who jerked off in a
That's
movie
fucked up,
theater.
dude. That he was honestly pretty cool as a kid.
That's his
He went
legacy
to
to
me,
me.
he was the American Mr. Bean, which is honestly some of the highest honor I
I
could.
thought you were gonna say the American Dream. I was like,
He was
okay.
living with a bunch of talking furniture is my American dream, man. That's what when my grandparents were coming here, man, that's what they were
That's what I
thinking.
think of
They were
him.
thinking about having a couch that they could sit on that also
Having
could have a conversation,
a couch
and a
that could talk to
mailman
him.
that was basically part of the family, man.
Shit, dude.
Maybe, damn.
What's your relationship like with your mailman?
I think I have a different guy each time, but I'm also never sure.
Really?
I don't know, dude. I feel like maybe I know what he looks like.
How fast is the United States Postal Service running through mail guys that you get a different one every
I don't
time?
know, man. But at this freaking point of my life, I'm like thinking like, damn, being a mailman would be sick as fuck, but I do not want to commit to any kind of job right now. I'm so scared of just being stuck somewhere forever.
Man.
But being a mailman sounds honestly cool.
Next thing you know, you're 60 years old walking up those hills, bro.
Hey man, and I'd be happy to do it somewhat, but maybe it would be start to become a chore. I'd never walk for pleasure anymore, which I've been known to do. I walk pleasurably all the time.
Yeah, dude. He does walk pleasurably. I walked I went to Disneyland the other day. I walked like 10 miles and my feet fucking hurt.
Yeah, that's the rule of Disneyland. You have to walk all day.
You have to walk all fucking day. But bro, I know Disney is like a fucking shitty company, so monopoly. Yeah. But when you're in Disneyland, that shit fucking rocks.
So true. It sucks so bad. Disney is just like one of the great evils. You forget. But it's so sick to go there. Like, shit.
You forget about like all the companies they bought and all the monopoly they have when you're riding fucking Space Mountain.
Bro, let alone them. And bro, they're probably funding fucking coups and places and shit like that, dude. But
plus the actual
not just the business really takeovers, man. They're fucking using slave labor in some way, I'm sure. But nah, man. Once you're there, it's like, oh shit! I just got a Mickey ice cream and I'm walking around, gonna go on a ride. Like that's sick.
I got a pretzel shaped like Mickey Mouse, bro.
And this.
Bro, their food is actually really
good. It is good, dude. I went, and my sister's, like, really into it, so we had to, like, do it up. And we went to, like, all the fucking restaurants, man. Or not all of them. I guess there's a bunch, but, like, I got a bunch of random shit, and it was awesome. I went to a restaurant inside the Pirates of the Caribbean ride. I didn't even know they had that, man.
Dude! Yeah, dude, when you, like, you have to reserve that one. Did she, like, reserve
it? Yeah, she did.
Because I was looking at that, and I was like, damn.
It was reserved, bro. And it was fucking, it was honestly tight. It smelled like fucking, like, dank water inside. I'm like,
water? Yeah, like, I was going to say, the water is, like, a different type of water.
Every, like, 2 minutes you hear, like, people's, like, kind of, like, slight screams because the dip on that one isn't too big. But, like, you still get, like...
No, because the dip is like a
foot. You get like kids who are excited to scream like in the background while you're eating. I think I had two sides when I went there because I was like, damn, this is too expensive. I cannot justify getting this.
You're eating like. You're eating half a beignet and all you hear is yo.
Which is. Pirates. Hey, man, eating a decent dinner. I had a fun cocktail too. I don't remember what it was, but it was some kind of red thing. Ooh, getting drunk at Disneyland. I wish I could do it. I wish it was easier, but it's hard to. The drinks are few and far between. Wait.
California Adventure has more drinks, I think. But when we had the park hopper and we walked over to California Adventure, and literally within a minute of walking in, we saw like a Disneyland cop arrest a woman for being too drunk in public at Disneyland. Right? At California
Adventure. Pushing the vibes.
And it was like the most secondhand. Yeah, dude. The most secondhand embarrassment you could have. It's like, come on. You're fucking.
Did he even have like dog ears coming out of his cop hat? They should be dressed up as Disneyland characters. Are there any Disney cops, man?
That's sick, dude. Fucking Miguel.
Oh, fucking Coco. Zootopia. Is Zootopia Disney?
Public intoxication. Yeah, it's Pixar. Yeah.
Okay, so then he should be dressed up as the fucking rabbit, the thick rabbit, bro.
Wile E. Fox?
No, the Judy Hopps. Judy Hopps, man. What are you talking about? Oh, he should have rabbit ears coming out of the top of his hat, and he should have, like, I don't know, just his pants a little stuffed, so he looks a little, I don't know. Curvier. I don't know. I feel weird saying this name.
Oh, the guy's name is
Nick Wilde. Isn't he played by Jason Bateman?
Yeah, I do. Mm-hmm. From Ozark?
No. From Ozark? It's called Ozark, first of all. I've never seen it. My sister and dad have seen it. But he's from Arrested Development, man. That's his main show.
Oh, it's not Ozark.
You fucking idiot.
Oh, you mean Jason Bateman from Horrible Bosses?
Oh, too? My favorite fucking movie of all time, starring Charlie Day and the other guy. I don't know. Maybe Kevin Spacey's in that. Kevin Spacey.
Jason Sudeikis.
Jason Sudeikis. I don't give a fuck about Jason Sudeikis. Ted Lasso means shit to me, man.
Kevin Spacey is.
He is. He plays one of the horrible bosses. I imagine he would be a horrible boss, especially if you're some sort of young boy.
He is a pretty horrible boss.
I would hate
boss.
To be his fucking personal assistant, bro. A fucking PA for Kevin Spacey? Are you kidding me?
If he was maybe like a principal of a high school or middle school, that's pretty horrible.
Well, I'm just thinking of him as an actor, man. I'm thinking, yeah. Maybe that would be a good, easy job to get. And, you know, he's probably on his toes because, like, he doesn't want, like... get in trouble again, and I'm like, maybe he's made me sign like some sort of NDA, but
exactly.
But like, I'm thinking nobody else wants this job because they're scared of whatever he might do to them. I'm thinking good pay,
Everybody knows him as like the predator.
He's a scary guy. Nobody wants to do shit for him.
His status actively cannot get worse.
Exactly. And he's not going to get you any work either. There's no climbing the ladder when you work for Kevin Spacey, man. He doesn't have the connections anymore. Or maybe he has...
You will not write down that job on your resume.
You know what? He might have even more connections now. Thinking about that, he might have...
That's right. He might have a couple outgoing flights.
He joined the League of Evil Villains, so he probably has, like, you know, the Weinsteins on his fucking speed dial or whatever the fuck, man.
He's actually the new defense secretary.
Oh, shit, dude. Was that his job in House of Cards? I do not know.
No, I think he was the actual.
The whole time? There was like 8 seasons of that. And then they replaced him with a woman, which is so inspiring.
Yeah, that's 8 years is too presidential.
It's honestly, that was the story people were hoping for. A pedophile in office being replaced by a woman. And now they don't even get to experience that. Yeah. That sucks.
No, man.
Yeah, I was,
Now we gotta wait.
I was thinking about, I know the elections are kind of passe at this point, but I was thinking about, like, dang, how could Kamala have clutched it up, honestly? And I was thinking about this. Her platform should have been, like, girliness, you know? I was going to preface this with a question, right? Like, what is the biggest, like, identity demographic in the world, you know?
Probably girls.
Exactly, dude. Exactly. And this is how I know I'm a good salesman, because I set you up for that shit. But, like, if she just started appealing to various girly culture stuff, she would have had the election in the back, because most Americans are women, I think. Maybe? Probably. The Electoral College is obviously not mostly women.
Like what do you think she should have done?
Like maybe like shopping, like a secretary of shopping? Like maybe make that a job? Is that a good idea? Or what's like another, like a, make the pink house? The pink house?
Oh, like a... Oh, the pink house would have crushed, dude. Did you even see Barbie, dude? That pink house would...
Oh, fuck, I forgot Barbie already did that shit. Oh my god, that ruins it completely. Yeah,
she should have been in the Barbie movie.
If she was in the Barbie movie, she would have fucking saved Christmas or whatever the fuck, man. She would have done that shit.
Or she should have done like one of those posts that everybody was doing around the time Barbie movie came out with like the cutout.
And be honest, and like, this and is be President honest, Barbie. Tim Waltz is such a Ken.
He's just Tim.
Dude. He's just Tim. Oh my god, dude.
he is Tim. Tim. Fuck, I couldn't do it.
Any VP? Tim Off? Himbo VP? Yes, please.
When you have a himbo VP in office?
Finally, a himbo VP. But yeah,
now we just have JD Vance.
JD Vance is not even, I mean, he's dumb, but he's not hot in any way. Like, I mean, Tim Waltz isn't either. They're all ugly. Yeah. But in terms of, like, standards, oh my god, dude, I'm so upset at these characters we have going on right now, man. Too much attention on them and not enough attention on me, honestly. I want... Yeah. Man. I'm missing out.
You should have honestly ran.
I am always saying this.
What would your platform be, dude? Mothers?
I would try to emphasize mothers. That would be a big aspect of my platform, my campaign, or whatever the fuck. Yeah. But, I'd probably do, what would I run on?
Universal health care, but just for mothers.
I'd say, let's take all the Latinos in the world and put them in the U.S.
that shit would rock, dude.
Sort of reactionary to reactionary politics.
Exactly.
I'm doubling down. And everywhere from
We're just going to reshape America to be Latin America.
Exactly, man. I'm tired of this bullshit. We're taking over even more so. But,
Montana, guess what? Your population is all Nicaraguans.
Actually, you know what? I just watched Res Ball, and shout out to Native Americans. I'm giving you guys everything. You're welcome. Or not, you're welcome. Yeah. It was yours the whole time, but... You're back, baby. You're back in power.
There you go, guys. Thank me, Guillermo Quinteros.
I did this all for you guys, because I saw Res Ball, and honestly, that shit was low-key inspiring. Like,
that shit was fire.
Honestly, it was a pretty good movie. But, Yeah, I'd probably do some cool woke shit like that, you know, just some sort of honestly tight shit. But I don't expect people to like that because
Exactly.
Americans these days
No, I
are
don't.
bad people.
Well, I'm a one-term president.
I would love to be.
I'm gonna pardon like
I would
everybody.
love to be king. I think that would be cool. Like,
Oh, dude, King of the
you
United
could be
States?
like a duke or like
Who's
the.
running for
You could
that?
do be a duke or like a prince. I'll make you an honorary
Oh,
prince.
dude, I could be the. Yeah, dude. Oh, dude, honorary prince would be
Honorary
sick.
prince. Yeah, I'd give you that. I mean, you probably.
I'd be like the king, but with nothing to
You would
do.
be next in line if I die. I'm like, fuck this succession bullshit. Like, I don't need my child to be anything. Like, they're gonna be losers probably anyway because of how bad a dad I'm gonna be. So I'm thinking just make my boys the leaders. Make my boy king.
Exactly. I'm thinking of just my boys as my
And if
cabinet.
you plan my assassination, bro, I will fucking haunt the shit out of you. I swear to God, I'll curse your family line for generations,
Exactly.
man.
I'm making ghosts legal in the United
Oh,
States.
that'd be sick.
Ghosts can vote
Finally,
now.
the only thing Europe has on the rest of the world is that they're monsters. Honestly, their monsters are the coolest.
Exactly,
You go to
dude.
an old
The
castle, it's
Loch Ness Monster,
oh
dude.
my fucking god,
Nessie.
that's so sick. Japan has Godzilla, but honestly, Europe has werewolves, got vampires, got drag everywhere. Everywhere
Dracula?
has dragons, actually. Dracula? Yeah, Dracula's there too.
Yeah.
Well, I said vampire.
Dragons are cool.
They just got a bunch of shit.
I agree.
Actually, everywhere has monsters, but Europe is just because they have so much power.
Count
They
Chocula?
Count Chocula. Is he European?
Yeah, he's from Wales.
He's from Wales. He knows. He's
He's
Welsh.
Welsh.
Oh shit, dude. Oh, he's from Isle of Man. That's sick. That's actually cool as
Damn.
fuck.
I'd like to see the Isle of Man,
I'd
dude.
like to see the Isle of Man one time before I die. Just seeing. Honestly, I feel like brothers to the Isle of Man, and their flag is
The
what? A bunch of
homeland,
dudes
dude.
holding hands? That's inspiring.
Yeah, no, it's legs, I
It's
think.
legs? That's even hotter, man. That's awesome. Would you rather
No, dude, that's the best part.
only have have arms on the bottom where your legs are, or have legs on the top where your hands are?
I think I'd have arms at the bottom. I'm going full doggy
Yeah,
mode.
you could honestly do some cool shit with that. I feel like you'd be like a
Yeah.
spider or something like that. That's awesome. I did.
Imagine the trees I could
It's
climb.
you would be fucking sick. Isn't that just what like monkeys have? Basically, two sets of arms.
Yeah, I think so.
That's
It might
sick,
be.
dude.
So it's somewhere down
You don't
the
have a tail for
somewhere in the
balance
line.
though, so that sucks. I don't know if any
Nah.
apes are a good climber. Oh no.
I'd fall a lot.
Chimpanzees are good climbers. I don't know. Bonobos are good climbers. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. Just gorillas aren't because they're heavy, I imagine. Okay, Lionel. I always try to think of something to prepare for this, and then I never do. But I prepared a series of questions for you.
A statement?
Okay. No, not statement.
Your apology?
Questions. Not. I'm not delivering my apologies. I haven't done anything wrong yet. I plan to, but
So,
not.
I think you guys have heard the news.
Actually, I might have to apologize for these
I just have to
questions because
say.
I don't know why I wrote this. Okay, would you hunt and eat a cat to save your mom from a bomb?
Yes.
Oh, come on, man, make a meal out of this.
From a bomb?
Yeah, from a bomb.
Yeah, dude, I'm eating that cat, bro.
Hunt and eat it, bro. You have to process and
Yeah, dude,
and the
I'm going full bow and arrow. I'm like, this isn't even like gun hunt. This is like old time
pretty
hunt. This
cool,
is
but
like bow and
I think you're
arrow.
underestimating the cat, bro.
I'm like, look at him. Nah, man. What kind of cat is it? Is it a fat cat? Is
No,
it
not a fat cat. An
fast cat?
agile cat, a street cat, man. You're going up against a street cat.
A street cat? Oh, yeah, I could kill a street
Oh
cat.
my god, you're fucked. Okay, but you don't know the bomb is ambiguous. I'm just saying a bomb. It could be any kind of bomb. She's in a
Maybe like a bath
and she's
bomb?
in a building with it. She's not even.
She's just taking a bath?
Oh my god, I would love to give your mom a spa
I
day.
just kill the cat for no reason?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what you have the chance to find that out. I can't give you the specific
What? I'm taking my
probability.
chances. I'm killing the cat.
That's so sweet of you.
I'm thinking like the like Mario bombs with like the big black like sphere with the like wick at
If she's
the
in the same building as a bomb like that, she'd probably survive.
But I'm thinking like she's holding the bomb.
But I'm saying she's just in the same building as it. It's probably a smaller
Like
building.
a hot potato.
Like a hot potato. That's pretty cool, man. Okay, second question. I hate how easy that question
Okay.
is, but obviously you don't want your mom to die. Okay, would you allow
Yeah.
a scary.
And it's a cat, I don't care
Okay,
about.
would you allow a scary ghost to possess your mom for a week for $10 billion?
Oh, that's a lot. That's a. Okay. Do I know, like, what time period this ghost is from? Is this like an old racist ghost, or is this like a new cool
No, you
ghost?
don't know anything about the ghost. You don't know what it will use your mom's body for. She could go to jail for a long time unless you
Oh,
had hard evidence of this
the way
ghost.
you phrase that, 10 billion is a
10
lot, dude.
billion
With
is
ten
enough.
billion, I could like,
You could change the world, man. You
I
could
could influence some shit.
set up a country to be like a safe haven for all like victims of fucking capitalism or whatever the fuck, man. You could really do some good with $10 billion.
What's the country with the best weather?
I don't know, fucking Morocco. I don't
Portugal.
know. We said pretty close
Oh
countries.
yeah, we were both thinking Mediterranean then. Maybe I could become king of Portugal for the price of a ghost possessing.
But for a week, he's possessing your mom, doing whatever he wants. I mean, you could try to stop him. You can do some like werewolf style, like handcuff you to a radiator kind of thing. But
That's
I'd
okay.
assume it's to no avail.
Okay. $10 billion is a shit ton. Like, I could assemble the greatest team ever known,
You
dude.
could.
I'm bringing out the ghost hunters. I'm bringing out a shit ton of like priests from different religions just in
You could
case.
become like Elon Musk, some sort of corny, evil guy. You could do that and just have a you could have a
No,
fun life.
I say yes, but only to also buy Twitter.
Just to stop people from
Just
bullying
turn it into
you.
whatever I
Just become
want.
an it. You could be you could be you become more insecure.
I'm taking the money.
Taking that risk. Anything could happen to your mom, by the way. I feel you're probably gonna do some awful
We
shit.
spent so much time on the money and not enough time on what the ghost could
Yeah,
do.
you could probably get your mom out of jail with $10 billion, though. You could do something to you could,
Yeah, I could do a
as long
lot.
as she doesn't get hurt, which is still possible. But you know, yeah, $10 billion, man.
Hey, $10 billion, it's
That's a
pretty good.
lot of fucking money.
I could sway an election. I could sway like an election.
My mom would definitely let me do that for $1 million. So I don't even know. Okay, my third and final question before I just wrote random stuff. Would you give your worst enemy in this universe, you have like a really evil like arch
Oh
nemesis.
shit, I have a
You have
rival.
not even a rival is someone you respect and like is sort of trying to accomplish the same goal. This is someone like the
Oh,
opposite of you.
like a Bron Curry type
They're
shit.
trying to foil your plans type shit. Okay, would you give your worst enemy the cum button, which is like a button that makes you orgasm whenever, and they have no restrictions, they can just let loose whenever they feel like it, to give your mom her dream home?
Damn, I was just talking about my mom to my mom about a dream
Yeah,
home.
man. Her dream home.
Cum button. It would get to the point where it's like not enjoyable.
Imagine it would ever be in
Like
Japan.
off rip,
And
you're
this is your
like,
worst enemy. They're definitely planning
these are
attacks,
too
bro.
good.
They're planning specific
These
events.
are too good things, man.
They're making you feel comfortable, and then at the worst moment possible, they're letting you.
I'm at a job interview, is what I'm thinking, dude. I'm just
There's
like,
definitely worse
yeah, as you can
circumstances.
see, I have 3 years. Oh!
Stop. Just shaking your fists in the air.
Not
They're
again!
watching from across the street.
That's exactly what they have the button in front of their face
with
and their
binoculars and fucking tinted windows and shit. So you doing it, man? Dream home.
Fuck. Are they having? Do they have this like indefinitely, just like for the rest of my life?
You can try to take it from them, but like that would take a lot of effort, probably. I feel like, but I would say like,
and you know they have the button, so like if I'm if I'm trying to take it from them, they're gonna click the button a couple.
You times. Can try to settle your beef. You can do something, but like, once they have the come button, it's very unlikely that you're gonna get the good circumstances out of this. You know.
In this universe, is there still like a refresh, or is it like he clicks the button multiple times and it happens multiple?
It happens multiple times. No, you immediately, you just keep leaking, I guess. But no damage to your body. I guess. You won't like lose liquid. I don't know. You might have to rehydrate after a while.
Yeah, I was. Can I die?
And you die? No, you can't die. You can't even get hurt, but it'll feel good, I'd imagine. But like the shame of it will make it. Well, you'd probably hate orgasming for the rest of your life, honestly.
Yeah, yeah. That it just ruins everything else for me.
Yeah, but her dream home, man.
Dream
home. She gets complete design, carte blanche, or whatever.
Because we talked about this recently, I'm taking it, dude. I'm taking
it. It's a beautiful sacrifice. You're basically Jesus right now, man. I don't know if I could do that. The button is such a powerful tool.
Wherever that button is, dude, give it to him.
There's definitely things you could think of that would make it sound worse where you would say, no way.
100%.
Okay. And then I just wrote down thinking about entering a handsome contest. That's all I wrote down after that.
Dude, you'd get first place.
Really? You think so, actually?
Incredibly handsome man.
Oh my god. It would mean a lot to me if I could do that. I was like,
who's your competition here?
I mean, the most handsome man of the world.
You looked up handsome man on Google?
No, man. That's too biased. Too biased towards European features. I want a global handsome man contest. Something that can make me feel proud, like, actually. I was looking at my ID card for my driver's license, and I was just really late one night, and I was like, man, I look weird. I'm creepy. Why do I look like that?
These late night thoughts where you're just like, damn.
Like,
this is shit. Everything is shit.
I just feel like I have an odd slant to my face or something like that. I don't know. I look smug or something. Yeah. But, yeah.
Is this you on your Discord profile pictures?
Yeah, that's me currently. I'm in bulk. It's bulk season, so, you know, I'm looking.
It's bulk season.
It's bulk season. So you can't judge me for whatever weight I am. But, yeah, man, I'm just. Exactly. I'm getting swole, getting big. Thinking about curing diseases and saving lives.
The next time I see you in person, you're just fucking incredibly jacked. That'd be like awesome. A crazy amount of jacked.
That'd be awesome. That'd be so cool.
Like, you're like double the last size I saw you just in.
Okay, muscle. Here's the thing. I don't want to be crazy jacked. I feel like that would look weird on me. I think short guys look weird when they're really buff. Yeah. I just want, like,
I'm thinking. I think short guys always look top heavy.
When he makes you look shorter. And you look like a brick. You look like some sort of block. So, ideally, you want to aim for... My dream physique was always Bruce Lee because I was a little boy. And I'm like, dang, I want that. I want that slim, buff kind of body. I don't think it's... I think my hips are too wide for that bit. But
slim buff is good.
Slim buff is what you want, man. But I don't know. I don't even know anymore, man. Some of my goats are like DC. That's my goat, bro. That's honestly a dream physique, also.
Yeah, give me DC. Give me DC.
Type. Give me, dude. He was just throwing people around that were like 5 inches taller than him, man. That's sick.
Dude, if that guy had a couple more inches on him.
Yeah, honestly, dude. Stephen A. Smith. That quote is fucking prevalent here, man. Relevant or whatever. Relevant is what. If you made him huge, if DC was 6'5", I think he would be quadruple champ. He would have taken welterweight and middleweight too.
Yeah, he would have beat John
He would
Jones
have beat John
twice.
Jones more than twice, man. John Jones would be nothing. See, that's a universe where nice guys finish first, honestly, because John
Exactly.
Jones is a
The
bad
universe
guy.
where Jose Aldo beats Conor McGregor.
Yeah. And everything's right in the world. Conor McGregor is never allowed to make any money.
Exactly. At
God
all.
damn. What a horrible guy.
What just a shit guy, dude. Yeah. What a shitty guy. So, you watched
I
Wicked.
watched Wicked. Did I not talk about this? When did I watch Wicked?
How was it?
Let me
I don't think you did. I think you were
get
about
into it,
to,
the hard-hitting facts.
but
I am
yeah.
sorry to everybody who. Okay.
Okay. I got.
I get it. Watching Wicked, it was pretty fun. The movie was it was a little ugly to look at. I mean, I know everybody talks about how the sets, oh my God, they built all the sets. But just looking at it, it's not very interesting to look at. The singing was fun. I love singing. I do. Part of me
It
love.
is a
I do like
musical.
musicals deep down. I think they all kind of have a same similar sound to them that I don't love all the time. I can only
See,
tolerate it for so long.
I think there's a very clear difference between like a good musical and just an absolute
Oh yeah, for
shitty.
sure.
Like I think the top 10 of musical, the top 10% of musicals are fucking like those are great, but the bottom 90% I think are like mostly
Yeah,
garbage.
and man, I just think every musical would benefit by being about the Muppets instead of real people. Like,
That's fucking
yeah,
facts.
dude. Literally, The Wicked would be so much better. Just shrink everything, make the sets even more intricate because they can be smaller.
Make them
Make
puppets.
everybody puppets. You can keep the same voice actors and singers or whatever. I don't give a fuck if Ariana's in it. Obviously,
Monster
they just want to
puppets.
sell the movie by putting a fucking Grammy-nominated artist in there, I guess. Ex-Victorious Superstar. And she is victorious in
Exactly.
her career.
Arguably the star of Victorious, dude.
Cynthia Erivo, she was a good singer, man. They all were good singers. Yeah, I liked it, I have to be honest,
Was
but
the was the
people are
was
hyping it up too much.
was Ariana Grande's like the guy she
Yeah,
cheated
he was in it.
with,
He was
or he cheated
played
with?
Bach, who becomes like the fucking scarecrow or some shit like that. He's
Bach?
gonna become,
Oh
yeah.
shit.
So he's gonna be brainless or heartless or whatever the fuck. And the little lion and
Brainless.
the cowardly lion was even in it, dude. And he was a little cub, a little
Are the
CGI.
Munchkins in it, dude?
Yeah, but okay, so Ariana's a cheated infidelity boyfriend or whatever the fuck. He's supposed to be a munchkin, but that dude's like 5'7" or something, I swear. Like, why is he a munchkin?
Dude, what do you mean? That is a munchkin. That is munchkin height. That's how they were
That's
in the
what they're
original.
doing to people. That's what they're doing to our shortest warriors, dude. They're calling them munchkins, which is not okay.
Exactly, dude.
And I'm not okay with
Munchkin and Oompa Loompas,
that.
dude.
Hey, you can't call that. You can't call little people that either. You shouldn't do that either.
There's so many just derogatory things you can say towards
Yeah.
short people, and there's not enough you can say towards tall people.
Like, how's the weather up there? That sounds nice, man, to experience, to have a
Yeah.
different perception of the
Yeah.
weather. It is weird that people are constantly looking at the top of your head when you're short. Like, if there's tall people around, they see just mainly the top of your head.
Like, if, what if you have like a bald
Dude,
spot?
I'm worried. I was literally worried about that yesterday, but I just have thin hair, man, and you can really see right into my scalp pretty easily. And I'm just like, dang, if I go bald, man, I'm gonna cut off the top of my head, I think. I'm gonna keep a Darth Vader mask on at all times, I think.
Fucking sounds like he got asthma, bro.
What did you say? Asthma?
Yeah, sounds like you got asthma,
You
bro.
think I have asthma?
No, with the Darth Vader
Oh, with the
mask.
Darth Vader mask? I don't
Yeah.
have to breathe like that, man. My lungs are as healthy as can be. I ran like the other day. I
That's
tried
good.
run. I went
That's
on a
good.
walk.
How
I
did it
went to
go?
like a little trail, and I went at like 4. And as the time I walked like 3 miles like in one direction, and I'm like, fuck, I gotta walk 3 miles back, and it's already like pitch black.
You got 3 miles
And it was
back,
like
dude.
pitch black, and
It's like
I'm like, if
5:30.
anybody's here, like I'm gonna get robbed. Like, bro, this is gonna suck. Like,
Did you have any money
I
on
had
you?
my wallet, but I don't think it wouldn't, I wasn't really thinking about getting robbed, but like I'm just like if that happens, that would suck ass. So I just ran
Shit.
the whole way. I tried to run the whole way back. I took little breaks. I saw
3 miles, that's pretty impressive.
I think I tried to do, I probably ran realistically, like
2 miles was the PE final,
realistically it was
so.
probably like 1.5 miles that I ran. I don't even know, man. But there were a lot of breaks,
Solid.
and my legs really hurt afterwards. And I felt like, dang. I saw one hooded person, and I'm like, even though they were like 5 feet tall, I'm like, damn, this is over for me. I have a victim complex. I can't help it.
You're
I'm
thinking you're, yeah, you're
just
thinking of the
thinking of
end.
that. They're gonna.
Just a person was
It.
cold.
Who do you think? Such a not even the right place to rob someone. I don't know why I'm thinking like that, but it's just because it's happened
Yeah.
before, so I'm just like, I'm always like a little on edge. Like,
That's your that you got
I
PTSD,
literally
you
do, dude.
trauma.
I honestly think so many times of how I probably could have just ran away and I would have been fine, and then I wouldn't have to deal with all that shit. But that was also fine.
Yeah, with all the stuff, dude.
Yeah. But.
I mean, I've heard the best places to rob someone is on a
Yeah, that's what
trail.
I was thinking, and like there, I know that like I heard like an old white guy talking to like some other old person about how like, oh yeah, people, I saw someone smash a window over here, like where people park to go to the trail. I'm like, dang, I just started
Shit.
driving. If that happened to me, that'd be such an L, bro. That'd be so sick. That'd be.
Driving it. Drive to any cool places?
Went to the dentist like last week. I went to the
Shit.
dentist. Have we talked about
Nice.
my dentist, bro?
No, dude,
I
I don't think
got
we have.
well I my dental hygienist was she's probably like a mid-30s Latina lady, and I was just like, wow, so this is my mom, and I
Solid.
always feel that way. And she was asking me such sincere questions. I'm like, this is awesome. It
Yeah,
felt.
man. How's life?
How's life? What I've been up to? I got. Oh yeah, I have a job. I got a job. I haven't started yet, but I got a job at a. I got a job at
Valid.
a casino.
Oh
I think it's
shit.
funny.
That's valid as fuck. What do you do?
I think I just. Based off the reviews for the job, I just sort of sit there and watch them play the games, which sounds a little soul crushing. It
Sick.
sounds lame. Shout out! I think I only really took the job.
What's the
Well,
title?
the title's like gaming associate or something like that. I knew I was always a gamer deep down. I have to do like a month of training for like card cheat.
Dude, you're a gamer
I am
deep
a gamer
down.
deep down. I play just Skyrim. But I think I only took the job because I did an interview, and shout out, I guess I shouldn't say his name, but he was a cool guy. We talked, and I was like, dang, this guy sounds like a cool guy to talk to just for a bit. Shout out him. And I don't even know.
Now you get to watch people play
Yeah,
poker.
stuff like that, and I get to be like, hey, like, to calculate their money. I had to do a math test for my interview, and I get it
Oh
was really
shit.
basic, but
Oh dude, I would crumble
I
in that.
thought I was going to. I had no idea it was gonna.
It's just 5 + 8. It's just the times table. It's like the
It
times
was
table
like
used to be in
300.
class where
It was
kids used
like
to flip over the page hella
300
loud.
times 2 divided by 4, shit like that. And I'm like, dang, dude, I'm gonna flop at this, but clearly I didn't.
Like 200.
Clearly, I'm a math genius, and they recognize that in me. What else do I? Thanksgiving, that was fine. It was
Oh,
my dude Chris's
Thanksgiving.
birthday
That's valid.
yesterday.
What'd you do for Thanksgiving? On
No,
Thanksgiving?
on
Oh.
Thanksgiving yesterday. But we celebrated the day before.
What'd you guys
For
do?
Thanksgiving or my uncle's birthday?
Yeah.
You're fucking. Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
Well, we were originally supposed to go to my grandma's, but it seems stressful to host, so my mom kind of took it on herself. So everybody came here, which I kind of hate. It's not like a crazy amount of people, but it was still. I mean, it was fine. My sibling wanted to play like Jackbox
Yeah.
games, and I had to like download Steam on my computer, and they had to like sign up, and I was just like, oh God. Jackbox is kind of becoming a bit like Cards Against Humanity for me,
You had to do all the
where it's kind of hit or miss, I feel like sometimes.
We've played it so often. It's
Exactly,
just
but
like,
there were games I'd never played
dude,
before.
the worst Jackbox games is fucking like brutal.
Yeah, I was talking about that with them. I was like, times that, like, guys, you can't say the N-word. Come on. We're better than
How
this.
many times have we
We're
ever
better
done?
than this. You've heard this before. Come on. Yeah, but that was it. I can't believe that happened. I don't know. I always think people are smarter than they are, I guess, or something like that. Because I never expect shit like that. And I'm just like, damn, bro, that is dumb and awful. But aside from that, how was your Thanksgiving, man? You went to LA and Disneyland. You did it up.
My Thanksgiving, yeah. Mine was pretty good. I had a it was different than all the other years because every year my dad cooks and his shit is like really good. He does like a traditional like Nicaraguan like spread, just all like the traditional dishes, and then the turkey and then the fucking
We
mashed
made the mashed
potatoes.
potatoes.
But this year he didn't have to cook because that's foul. That's a pretty hard job, dude. Everybody loves the mashed potatoes.
Who also brought fucking mashed potatoes? My cousin Gabriel, bro. That piece of shit. He brought it with, and it had
Oh
bacon.
shit, dude. He stole your
It
fucking
had bacon
thunder.
inside, bro. So he was messing. I was
Oh,
really, I was.
I actually don't like it with bacon in it.
I don't either. I was like really trying to focus on not doing too much because I always season my shit like it's a steak or
Yeah.
something like that, like it's chicken. And I'm
Yeah.
just like, this needs to be a
I
side.
have the same problem.
Yeah, I'm like, I need to perfect the fact that this is a side. And like, I just want people to enjoy it along with everything else. And I think I pretty much did that. It was a little not so creamy. I mean, I added a bunch of like heavy cream, but I guess it didn't do enough. And I loves a stick of butter, but fucking, and I use Yukon Gold potatoes, but I don't know, it wasn't the best.
Dude, those
Fuck.
are good.
Yeah, but not as popular as I had hoped still. But go on. I'm sorry for interrupting you. I just had to go on a potato tangent.
Yeah. No, you're good. Potato tangent. No, but we went to like a restaurant in like the Grove in LA. It was me. It was just like five people. It was me, my dad, my sister, and her friend had no family and she was stuck in LA, so she came with us to the dinner. It was pretty nice. Yeah. So they had like a Thanksgiving special, so we each had like a plate and we were vibing. It was pretty good, honestly, 'cause there was like no since it was just five of us, there was no people who were like annoying, and like sometimes Thanksgiving you have those shitty
Yeah, I get
conversations.
that, man.
Like when the uncles
When people
when the
start
uncles
getting a
come over,
little
bro, you
drunk,
know you're
bro,
hearing
and
some
like,
fucking at
just
least
start getting some
bussing.
people are just aggressive when they're drunk, and I'm like, bro, calm down. You're surrounded by like a bunch of family right now. But I'm usually seated at like the cousin's table, and it can be cordial. Sometimes people will say annoying shit, and you're just like, bro, shut the fuck up. But it was pretty cool this time.
My family never had like split tables like that.
One big
We
oh
just
you
had
know
like one
we I
big
guess we
table.
never had a big enough table to support everybody, I feel like, because it
Yeah.
is it's not a lot of people, but it's still like 20, I feel like.
Yeah, we never really had that many people. Ours was like probably like a dozen or maybe like 15, so
That's chill.
it's
I think
equal.
I would
Throwing up
like
the
it
table
some
was
more.
big enough. Yeah. I
Yeah.
like a Friendsgiving vibe, like
A
something where I
Friendsgiving
know
vibe is sick,
nobody's
dude.
gonna like. Yeah.
Every once in a while, I'll just get like, oh man, I don't even fuck with my family right now. And I just feel like I would love to have like my found family kind of situation or something like that. I would love to.
Me too, dude.
Yeah. That sounds sicker sometimes, but you gotta have to deal with family, I guess.
Yeah. It kind of has to be the vibe sometimes.
Yeah. You can't help it.
Like you're forced to have
It would make my mom sad if I wasn't into it, which I.
it. Yeah. This is a show based around mothers, dude. We do not like making them sad.
Relationships can always be complicated, but you should always at least try to be the an emotionally immature person no matter what, even
Yeah.
if you know what your mom can sort of bring out your bad side sometimes, you know.
Yeah,
Keep things
give
in
and take, give and take.
perspective. She's lived more life than you and she's sacrificed more than you. You should be at least willing
Exactly. So
to do the
you
bare
should be
minimum.
willing to sacrifice a little bit.
Yeah, or else I'll fucking find you, man, and I'll fucking kill
Yeah.
you. I'll
We'll
fucking
find
shoot.
you, we'll bring the come button, and we'll fucking press the shit out of
And Lionel has a bunch of guns like on him right now.
I Second Amendment, man.
He's always brandishing that shit, hoping people think he's cool, but honestly, bro, it's getting corny.
Not one person has commented on it. I show them to everybody. Everybody's just walked
It's
slowly
crazy how
away from me.
you think a gun would be more triggering, but people don't even like react to
Don't know.
it. It's
And I
I
keep
don't
buying more to show off
You
my collection.
bring bigger and bigger guns each time.
I'm looking at a bazooka on eBay right now just to get a little bit of the wow factor.
It's like in a TV show when you'd convince some when they'd convince like their brother that they're like invisible or something like that. That's what we've all done to you. We've
Yeah.
collectively made you feel like a ghost.
And it's honestly, it breaks my heart.
It
I don't
is
even
shit.
use any of
You shouldn't have to. I mean, I hope not.
them.
Yeah,
I don't know, dude. You don't know the cats around.
that's true, man. You never know when there's a bomb next to your mom. Dabomb.com. Dabomb.com. That's what we should name it.
Bomb.com.
If we ever got to a point where
Oh,
we
dude,
would
the
need a
mom.com?
website, Dabomb.com. Thank you for listening, and if you
Ooh.
don't even if you want to listen to more, do that, and also tell
Yeah.
everybody you know, and sit them down, and be like, sit their white asses down, and make them listen to this, because this is Latino information. This is Latino news.
And you both take your phones out and both stream it at the same time.
Fuck that shit on
So it counts
Telemundo,
as
bro. Fuck
two.
that shit on Univision. This is the real Latino news. This is the only place you're
Yeah.
gonna get it.
This is the we are authentic.
And we love moms. We're the only mom-loving entity in existence. Everybody else hates
The only
moms.
mother.